and learn together with our leaders. For those who have not yet joined tonight's data program, we encourage you to come to yourself the work of learning that envelops the Sefer Medrash every night. Tonight's program has been sponsored by Zecher Nishmas, Moshe Mordechai Ben Tzvi, and other anonymous sponsors. We have the covet of hearing from Divrei Chizuk, the covet of Chag HaShavuot from Rav Avram Shor Shlita, Rav the Kahal of Paris Yaakov in Brooklyn. Thank you, Rabbi Shor, for coming here tonight. Rabbi Shor.
Before we start talking about Hanukkah Shavuot, I think it's only right to give over a mashal of my impression of what this night seder means. So the Mishnah says it's Kalim. The Mishnah says Kol Shabayam is Toyer. Whatever is found in the yam is Toyer. Chutz mikelev yam. Except for a kelev yam, because the eighth Torah it runs to Yabosha. And therefore it's not called that it belongs to the yam, it belongs to the Yabosha. Torah Kakoyim learns from this Mishnah, Edov Omnisla Admiyeh, that how are you done a person where he belongs? Where are you done a person? You want to know if he belongs here or he belongs there? What is your Korah Mitzchon? What is your test? This Mishnah says that where a person runs Be'ez Torah, here where he goes Be'ez Torah, that's the Siman that's where he belongs. And so it uses this to say the godless of Nefesh Yisroel. But at times you don't know where Nefesh Yisroel belongs. And if you see that when he has a problem, he runs to the Smedrish and he opens up a tefillin and he runs to the Aron Kodesh to be mitzvah, it's a simon that he belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though at other times he looks like he belongs to other places. Even though he looks like at times you don't see his Yiddishkeit. But if in a tzara he runs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a simon there he belongs. Kolshkein the Kolshkein. We see that people realize that their chiyuv, their life, is to be in a Beis Medrash, to be shoyev, to the best way in today's modern age to say what means going to learn in a Beis Medrash at night. Means just like we know that we have to recharge batteries of a keli. So to a person realizes that they have to recharge his Yiddishkeit, he has to recharge his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he goes out into the world, before he goes out into the Avir HaElom, which is Mashpia so much on a person. He goes into a Beis Medrash to recharge his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He reconnects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Teira, that gives him the koyach to grow, and that gives him the koyach to be connected, that gives him the koyach to say that where is his address? His address is not his home, his address is not his place of business. He belongs to the Beis Medrash, he belongs to the Teira HaKadosha. That's his Mokum HaKesha. That's the godless of a Dovah like this, that gives the Bokim for the Balabot to know. He has a Kviyat Yitim L'Teira, that's his Mokum Kvua, and the rest is his Mokum Arai. Today, Erev Reshchedish, Reshchedish Sivan, there are Psukim in the Teira that talk about these days. The Torah Kedusha tells us, "Vachedish Hashlishi b'Yom Hazeh Bo'u Midbar Sinai, v'Yisru Meretidim." All Yisrael went away from Meretidim, v'Yivoyu Midbar Sinai, v'Yachnu b'Midbar, v'Yichen Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. That was the Avodah of Erev Erev Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh. On Erev Rosh Chodesh it was Vayisu Minatidim, and on Rosh Chodesh it was Vayivayu Midbar Sinai. The Gemara tells us in the text of Chodesh and the text of Sanhedrin, Lomo Mikra Shema Lefidim, Sherofu Yedeyem Midibre Teirah. And the Gemara brings the Pasuk, the Chenu Oimer. And the Pasuk says, V'lei Hifnu Ovois Elbonim Miritiyon Yodayim. The Gemara is a Peladiki Pasuk, a Peladiki Gemara. The Gemara says, Lefidim is called Sherifu Yedeyem Midibre Teirah. If the Gemara would bring a raya from a pasuk that Rifidim means Rifi Yedei Midibri Teira, I understand. If the Gemara would bring a raya that at that point it was Rifi Yedei Midibri Teira, I would understand. The Gemara brings a pasuk that only brings the lashon of Rifi Yedei. That's all it says in that pasuk. Vayhifnu Oves Elbonim Mi Rifi Yedei. What is the Gemara trying to bring a raya? Rashi says, Chir says that the Pasuk is talking about Rifyan of Teir, what the Mashal says, it's not talking about that. We have to understand what the Gemara wants to bring with that Pasuk. Every day in the morning we are misfollowed. Maharevna, Hashem Elokeinu, Edibre Tzerotcha, Yefinu. And at that point in time we are misfollowed. Mia Anachnu, V'tetzainu, V'tetzoi, Tetzainu. We are misfollowed on our children. Now the children of Klal Yisrael, that they should be Yehudei Shmecha, V'leim Dei Teretecha L'shma. You have to understand the connection in this tefillah. V'harivna Hashem Elokeinu. V'harivna has two explanations. We find V'harivna means V'harivna from Lashon Arevut, from Lashon Mesikut, to be Margish, the Mesikut in Teretecha L'shma. And we find Esrafemet in Parashat Bamidbar, and in other Tzvarim, that types the word Vaharev from the Lashon of Tahuvay, that the Torah should become Nis'arev Bidameinu, the Torah should become part of us, that when we'll open up our veins and we'll see what runs in our veins, it runs in our veins blood, but besides blood, the blood should be Torahdik, it should become Torah, Torah should be Nis'arev Bidameinu, and that was the Mispal Vaharevna Hashem Elokeinu Ezeri Torahoscha. What is the connection between the tefillah of Aharavna Hashem Elokeinu Zibrei Serotcha Befinu, and then we follow the Nia Machna V'Tetzoreinu, that our children should be able to be Yedei Shemecha. And maybe we can ask the question a little better. We know that Teira HaKadosha does not go over the Yerusha. The Mishnah tells us in Pekei Oved, Hafken Afsmecha Lilmei Teira She'eina Yerusha Lo. One cannot get Teira the Yerusha from his parents. You have to learn yourself Teira. So what does it mean that Teira HaKadosha will misfollow the Nia Anachnu and it should be v'tetzeinu, it should go over to the children? More than that, the Gemara tells us in the Dovetzia and in the Dovin that why is it that Talmid HaChachamim is in the name Talmid HaChachamim Shalebeichu Bateira Tchila, is mashma that this Beracha has a Tzayach that children should be Talmid HaChachamim. How does this work? How does it work that the Torah goes over the children should be Talmid HaChachamim? Because you make Birchas HaTorah, the Torah is not a Yerusha. Let's be magnin. One more Lashon of Chazal. Chazal tell us, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Meirasha Keilat Yaakov. Chazal tell us, Al tikri Meirasha Ela Meirasha. Don't read the word Meirasha, read it Meirasha. Meirasha from the Lashon Meirasha. From the Lashon of Nisuin, of Eruvin, of Chasana. The Shlach HaKadosh tells us that whenever it says in the Gemara Al Tikri, that means there's something wrong with the Pasuk, there's a question here. And that question causes us to say Al Tikri. In other words, the Shlach says Al Tikri means the following. You have a word here that does not, you don't understand. You want to understand that word, read the other word first, and then you will understand what it says. That's what Al Tikri means. That's what the Shlach HaKadosh tells us at Klal. So if Chazal tell us Al Tikri Meirasha Ela Meirasha, that means the word Meirasha was a problem. Chazal said if you'll read first Meirasha, you will be able to understand Meirasha. You have to understand what that Al Tikri means. You refer to a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, אף כן עצמא חלום הטבע שאינו ירושלים. The kasha is a very simple kasha. Father Chaim of Rafa brings the kasha in Erged Al Yol. Then how could you say Eile Yerushalach? It says Teira Tivalon Moshe Moirosha Kilat Yaakov. It does say Moirosha. So how could you say Eile Yerushalach? There are a lot of perutim on this kasha. Maybe we will try to understand the Chazal, that the Chazal were bothered by this kasha. When Chazal said Al Tikri Moirosha, the reason they said Al Tikri Moirosha is because they were bothered by this question. And let us try to understand how Chazal answered this question. The Gemara says in Sechus Kedushin, Talmud Gobel or Maise Gobel? What is greater? Talmud, learning Torah, or Maise, or doing Maise Amitzvah? Because the Heilige Gemara, Talmud Gobel, Shemedi Lidei Maise. Talmud is greater because it brings a person Lidei Maise. Question that one can ask on this Gemara, that the Mechorshim ask on this Gemara. A very simple question. What does it mean, Talmud Gobel Shemedi Lidei Maise? That means Maise is greater. If the whole greatness of Talmud, the whole Maise of Talmud is that it brings Lidei Maise, then it means that the Maise is greater, because that's what Talmud's ability is, to bring you Lidei Maise. So the Tachlis is Maise. If the Tachlis is Maise, then Maise is greater, not Talmud. Secondly, what do you mean Talmud Gadol Shemedi Lidei Maise? Talmud is only a instruction booklet to know how to do the Maise. Is that what the Gemara is telling you? Then of course the Iker is the Maise. Everything needs instruction to know how to use it. Is that the whole Tachlis of Talmud? The Talmud is Gadol Shemedi Lidei Maise, meaning that to use Talmud is an instruction on how to do Maise. How do we understand that Gemara? The Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhikal of Eretz, explains that Gemara, and he starts off with two other Chazal. With those two Chazal, he brings the memory from the Avnei Nezer. There is a Chazal that says, Asayif v'asefer yodu kruchem min ha-shamayim. Sayif, a sword, v'asefer and a sefer, yodu kruchem came together down in one piece min ha-shamayim. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yitzafra lav Tzaifa. Yitzafra lav Tzaifa. If there's a Sefer, there's no Tzayif. If there's a Tzayif, there's no Sefer. What do these Chazal mean? So he brings that he heard from the Heilige Avnei Nezer. That Avnei Nezer said, what is Misas Tzayif? Misas Tzayif means the head is not connected to the goof. Rachmana l'Tzlam, so if you kill a person with a sword, that means you remove his connection of heel. You took away his head from his goof. A person of the Heilige Avnei Nezer could live a life and live with Mises Tzayif. If Torah Gdeisha is only Moyach, if Torah Gdeisha is only Chochma, if living that Torah is not more than studying in something that you want to have interest in, Chochma Ba'alma, if that's all that Torah Gdeisha is, then Torah Gdeisha is only the Mayah. And Torah Gdeisha doesn't change the person. That's called Misas Tzayif. That's called that the Torah is not living. The Torah doesn't have a connection to your goof. The Torah only stays by your Mayah. The Heilige Avnei Nezer was 15 years old. And he was a Chayle Mesukin. His father-in-law, the Heilige Kotzke Rebbe, walked in and found him lying in bed reading a sefer called Bechinas Olam, a sefer which is not Torah Be'etzem, a sefer written by a Kadmon which shows with seichel that the world is hevel avolam, that the world, all worldly matters are hevel. To give a person to understand how long does the taiva last? 3 minutes, 4 minutes? They never, it's not here anymore. Could that be the purpose of a person to be indulged in taiva? Can't be the tachlis of a person. And that's how the Sefer goes through all in Yoni Olam Hazeh to show you the chisus of Olam Hazeh. And the person should be mahavel Olam Hazeh. Because Kereba asked him, what are you looking at? And he said, he's too weak to learn. He's looking at the Sefer Bechinas Olam. But because Kereba gives us, what do you have from learning Bechinas Olam? Your moyach will understand that the world is hevel avolam.
Or the goof is not outdwelling. The goof will still have taiva. The goof will still be taiveya, the taiva seylamayla mazeh. And the goof will be the governor over the maya. Doesn't help that the maya understands. The only thing the Kotzke Rebbe said that changes the restrainers of the goof, the only thing that makes a goof not want gashmi, a goof wanting to live a life of ruchni, the only thing is a blood gemara. Only a blood gemara, only Torah HaKadosha has the ability to change a person, to make a person's goof change to Torah, change to become maya, change to become neshama, live a life of neshama, live a life of ruchni. That's what Torah HaKadosha has the ability. The Tehillah of the Nezah, Asayit Vasefer Yod Kruchim in Hashamayim. There are two ways to live. There's a way to live with Rachmano Tzlan Sayit. Person could know, person could understand, person could know what's wrong with Hevel Havelei Eilam Azeh. Person could know and understand, and he could explain all the fallacies in this world, everything that's wrong with this world. But his goof stays the same in Gushim Dikuguf, and that's called Sayit. The only way to overcome that Sayit, the only way to overcome that is only through Sefer. The only way to overcome that is through a Balad Gemara. A Balad Gemara causes that you shouldn't have Sayit. Is Sayfa lav Safra? The Safra lav Sayfa. If you learn a Sefer, then there's no Sayit. If there's Sayit, that means that you didn't learn Torah HaKadosha. Maybe you sat by a Gemara and you studied the Chochmah HaTorah. But Aaron says that Tzadik Zikodesh Levrocha writes in Mishnas Rabbah, Edova Niflad Miyit. The Gemara tells us in the Sefer Chagiga, Ein Edoi Mishen Epeir Toi Meir Pahamun, Mishen Epeir Toi Meir Ve'echa. A Shein Epeir Toi Meir Pahamun is called Avodoi. A Shein Epeir Toi Meir Ve'echa is called Loi Avodoi. A Shein Epeir Toi Meir Ve'echa is called Avodoi. But Rabbah, why is Shein Epeir Toi Meir Ve'echa called Avodoi? And Meir Pahamun only called Loi Avodoi? What is the difference between 100 times and 101 times? And after he brings the verse from the Heilige Gitanya, why it is a difference, Rabban gives his own explanation. And he says a beautiful explanation above a Nifla Admiyat. Rabban says, who says that when we learn Torah HaKadosha, who says that when we learn Torah HaKadosha, we are learning Torah? Maybe all that we have is not Avas HaTorah. Maybe all that we have is Avas HaChidush. Ahafla Dika Ova from Rabban. Maybe that when we learn the Blat Gemara, and we learn a Mirdi Kikashi from a Tesis, or we learn a beautiful Shakla Vitali from a Gemara itself, and Abaye Varova, maybe all that we have for that is the silence of the Chidush Shebai, of the beauty of it, of the Chidush that there is in it, of the Chachma that there is in it. That Rabbah and somebody will come and explain how the Chachma looks, how the Chachma works, how can I see this and I can see these kechavim, these mazalos, how the chama works, how the levana works. Maybe you'll be just as interested. Who says it's Avas HaTorah? But Rabbanan, if 100 times you still could see Chedushin, by 101, you're not seeing Chedushin, you're seeing Torah. If a person learns 101 times, Tarayah is Avodah. Tarayah is Avas HaTorah, it's not Avas HaChidush. He's learning Avas HaTorah. He's learning Torah HaKadosha. He has a Avas HaTorah, it's not the Chidush that's driving him, it's the Avas HaTorah that's driving him. Torah HaKadosha, Isafra Lav Tzaifa, Isafra Lav Tzaifa. Torah HaKadosha changes the goof of a person. Torah HaKadosha changes the retainers of a person. Torah HaKadosha makes a person different. Torah HaKadosha takes the retainers of a person and makes them a completely different retainers. If so, there are three offers a new explanation in the Gemara in Kiddush and Baba Kama. What does it mean, Talmud Goda? Shamedi Lidei Maisa. It doesn't mean that when you learn of the Tzitzis, you know how to update the Tzitzis, you know how to make the Tzitzis. It doesn't mean that when you learn of a Shabbos, you know how to be shame a Shabbos. That's of course true, that's basic. That it's impossible for a Yid to be a shame a Shabbos if he doesn't know the halachas. Also der Chofetz Chaim writes in the Gedolmet of Mishneh Berurah that the Heilige Rebbe Rav Yehudson said that if a Yid who doesn't know the Shabbos, he has to sit Shabbos with his hands tied, he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what to do. He can take a towel and give it a squeeze and the oil is chita. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can by mistake see that he's allowed to put a towel Shabbos and put it down on a kettle and he can be oil mishal on it. Kedoyme, kedoyme, kedoyme. If you don't know it's a Shabbos, of course you can't even time the halacha. Of course you have to know. That's not what Talmud Gadol and Zevim and Zevim Aysa means. Talmud Gadol and Zevim Aysa means you can learn Seyta Dab Ches and you can learn Baba Mitzkiya Dab Beis and you can learn Shoshanag and Tzapala and you can dab my bed and Shemayna Esra because Talmud is Gadol Shemayvi Lidei Maysa, not Lidei the Maysa of what you learn. It brings your goof to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes you a different person. It changes your sheepers. It changes your retainers. It changes your life. It makes you a higher person. That's what Talmud Gadol Shemayvi Lidei Maysa means. Not the might of what you learn. It brings you to Asiyah Yisrael. A blaskim olam shmai moishim etalus makes a yid a better yid. It makes his yir shamayim better. It makes his davening better. It makes his shmir tanayim better. It makes his kedusha etalus better. It makes his midos better. It changes the whole person. That's what Talmud Gadol Shemayim de Maisa means. So, you understand why Talmud is Gadol? Not Maisa is Gadol. Talmud is Gadol because where you learn Torah, whatever you learn Torah, any Torah has the ability to change a person. Any Torah has the ability to elevate a person. Every Torah has the ability to change the retainers of a person, to change the goof of a person. That's what Torah Adivesha does. So once, in Galim Masechta, you know, Midas goes over the Yerusha. Because Midas are Atzmias. Person's Midas is his Atzmias. That's what he is. And those Midas that a person has, those go over the Yerusha. If a person has Midas Tevet, and the children have Midas Tevet. The person Rachman al Tzlan has Midas Mishchoset, and at times he could hide his Midas Mishchoset, but they could come out sometimes with the children because he gives them over the Yerusha. Atzmiyus goes over the Yerusha. Deyus doesn't go over the Yerusha. Zokhtar Galim Masechta Echidish Nifna. Teva Gdeisha doesn't go over the Yerusha. That's only the Chochma of Teva. That's only the Seichel of Teva. But a person that the Torah became his Etzem, the person that the Torah Deisha became part of him, the Torah Deisha is part of his guf, the Torah Deisha is part of him. He became a Shtik Torah Deisha because the Torah Deisha became an Atzmius of his. That Torah, of course, goes over the Yerusha. That Mitzius of becoming an Etzem Torah, that Chelik goes over the Yerusha, that Kesher to Torah. That is Kashrus to Torah Akdoisha. That Atmius of Torah goes over the Yerusha. Torah Akdoisha tells us. Torah Tivalon Moshe Meirosha. Chazal Abave, Torah doesn't go over the Yerusha. Of course, Torah doesn't go over the Yerusha. But a Yid, besides learning Torah, has something else. Chasing that with it. Besides something else, besides knowing Torah, besides learning Torah, the Yid has something else with connection to the Torah revelation. Tikri moi rosha, ela moi rosha. Du hast chasen gehad mit the Torah. The Torah is not only a limut, the Torah is something that you have a kesher with, the greatest kesher that could be, an issue with the Torah, and a scoutsmus to the Torah revelation. So, you understand the Meirosha. You had a question. How does Torah go over the Yerusha? Here it is. Al-Tikri Meirosha. You can't read the word Meirosha unless you read first the word Meirosha. Because if you read first the word Meirosha, then you will understand the Meirosha.
and you understand what goes over the Yerusha. That goes over the Yerusha. The chelik of Ishtecha hi, like the Medrash says in Parshas Truma, the chelik that the Torah is Ishtecha hi, chasnigat mit the Torah, that goes over the Yerusha. That has a chelik to go over the Yerusha. Ayid bet in the Frit and the Rebbeinu Shalelo. And the Aleph Beis of Ayid that Tlova in Torah Agidesha. And a Chaye Atoira is Tali and how he makes his Bechut Atoira. How he makes his Bechut Atoira. He can make this Atoira every day and it should be a Pechina of Lebechu Batoira Tchila. If we make Bechut Atoira haphazardly, if we make Bechut Atoira half asleep, we make this Atoira without the shield and the flowers that we have to have when we're making Birchas Atoira. When we mispal the Niyad, Tanachnu, the Tetaenu, the Tetei, Tetaenu, Yedei Shmacha. We're living in a world that we need so much Siyata to Shmaya to see Erlich Yiddish Kinder. Where do we have that Siyata to Shmaya from? The Barayim gave us a Barocha to be mispal to Barayim. How much Kavona do we have to have in that Barocha? How much Islamic do we have to have in that Barocha? How many trauma do we have to give in that Barocha? That we need our Nachmu, the Tetaenu, the Tetaenu, the Tetaenu, the Tetaenu, Yoi, the Shmacha! Don't this mess up, but the Oilam of the world! They should be our Lachiyin, the Lachiyin, the Lachiyin, on a day like today when such winds are blowing. How much Kavona, how much Kavona do we have to have in such a Barocha? This is what we give in trauma in that Barocha. Tolly, the Havet Mo Hashem Elikeinu Ev Dibrei Chorotcha, and how much the Torah HaGdeisho is Tavuva, and how much the Torah HaGdeisho is Mosuk Vayot, and how much the Torah HaGdeisho is a Kesha to us. The Havet Mo Hashem Elikeinu Ev Dibrei Chorotcha, the Torah should become this Arev in me, it should be Nivle Vedomi, it should become my Atmi is the Torah. And then the Nieh, Anachnu, Tetzeinu, Tetzeinu, Yedishmecha. The Torah will be my options, and I'll be able to give over the Torah to Yerusha. I'll be able to go over, the Torah should go over, Nia Anachnu, Tetzeinu, Yedishmecha. Chazal tell us, Lama Nikri Shmei Refidim. Why is it called Refidim? Sharofu Yedei and Medivri Teva. Shver Aloshim. Shver Aloshim. What does Torah HaKadosh have to do with Yadayim? What does Torah have to do with Yadayim? Torah HaKadosh has to do with Noyach, with Dibru, Smodat HaTorah, Eichot HaTorah, Limud HaTorah. What is the Tachchof of Yadayim and Dibri Torah? We will offer two explanations based on what we said now. The Yadayim are the Klei Aguf. The Yadayim are Klei Mishush. The Yadayim are the Klei Aguf. The Yadayim are with what a person uses for the chush of the guf. A person has five chushim. A person has five senses. Four of the senses are in the reish of the person. The sense of seeing, the sense of hearing, the sense of smelling, the sense of tasting. Those four senses are in the reish. Kineged them, the Goyim tells us, a person wears the dalit batim shabereish. That he says every day when he says the Shem Yichas or the Yerotzim, he says, Anushama Shebemoichai, the Shah Chushai Vikechaitai. What's the Shah Chushai Vikechaitai? The four senses, which that comes the four bottom of the film Shavish. He's left with one Koyach, the Koyach of the Chush HaMishush, which that is the Koyach of the whole Guf, that's Koyal all the Koyaches of the Guf, the Chush HaMishush. And for that there's one bias in the film Shalyab connected to Chush HaMishush. The Guf, the Avod of the Guf is Upshar Tom La'it Al Yadecha. The Avod of the Guf is to tie down the Guf, to see that the Guf should be subjugated to the Neshama. The Shabbat is there, to be Meshabbatit, Taivet Umachshavet Lebeinu. That the Guf should become an Eved to the Neshama. That's the Avod. The Yad is Meila on the Guf. Even Amalek has nothing against learning Torah. Esau Barosha, the Zeda of Amalek, also knew Torah. The Zeda of Amalek, Esau Barosha, his head lies in Maris HaMachpelah. His guf is not in Maris HaMachpelah. Esau
Achar b'chotichye, died from Mitasai. His roach, which had Torah, is bloomed in Asbai the Yitzchak. But his goof was a goof of Eitz of Arosha, Mole Tairos, Mole Elam Adair, Mole Shkosos, Mole Havle Elam Adair. Eitz of left the Yerusha for Amalek, Yitzchak. And Amalek was ready that Klal Yisrael should learn Torah, but the Yodayim shouldn't have no kesha to Torah. The goof should have no kesha to Torah. Rofu Yedeyem Nididrei Torah, that's Amalek. When the goof doesn't have a kesha to Torah, when the Torah is Tichli, when the Torah is Maya, that's when the goof is Rofu Nididrei Torah. It could also apply. Chazal tell us, Eidu Maisi Yodav Shal Odom Zebono Gubeneso. And if Maisi Yodav Shal Odom is Bono Gubeneso, it goes to say that when a person learns Torah, then his guf doesn't become Torah. And there's the Rifyon of the Bonim. And the Bonim don't go the ways of the others. Zok Tehele Di Gemara Vecheinu Oimer Velohibnu Ovois El Bonim. There was no connection between the Avos and the Bonim. Why Rifyon Yadayim? That's what the Gemara is Meram. That there was the Rifyon Yadayim. The Torah Akdesha wasn't Atzmi. The Torah Akdesha wasn't a way of life. The Torah Akdesha didn't change the person. It wasn't Vaharevna. So that's why the Rifyon Avos El Bonim. We're preparing ourselves for Matan Torah. We're preparing ourselves for Shavuot. Days of Ayisu Meritidim, the days that we have to make a chesed, that we have to go away from Meritidim, we have to go be Mekabel the Torah HaKadosh. Kabbalah Tateva, what is Shavuot? What is Shavuot? What are we doing on Shavuot? Maybe we should end with a Beit HaLevi. Beit HaLevi asked a very difficult question. Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'Nishma. And we understand that if not for Kofal and Haki Gigis, we would be mechuyev to listen to everything the Rebbe Shalom tells us, because we accepted it, because we said Nasa V'Nishma. Zek de Beit HaLevi, the Rambam Paskin, HaMachayiv Atzmoy V'Dobo She'enoy Kotsu. Somebody's Machayiv himself to do something for somebody else. We know that you can't be Machayiv yourself in the Dobo She'enoy V'Dobo. We know you can't be Machayiv yourself in the Dobo She'enoy V'Shuto. The Rambam says, if I'm a chayiv myself in a dover she'enei kotov, it's something that I do not know exactly what it is. It doesn't have a kitzvah. It's without an end. It could be anything. It's not a shibu. The person doesn't, it's not gom of da'ata yomakne. It's chayiv. It's not a chayiv. Like the Heilige Beit HaLevi in the Zerosha, Klal Yisrael said, now to the Nishma, they didn't know what the eventual was going to tell them. It was a dover she'enei kotov. So why did it help? Zok de Beit HaLevi. Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. They did not say they're going to listen to everything that the Rebbeinu Shalom said. They were makna themselves to be an eved to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Let us ask an halachic question. If somebody sells themselves for an eved to Pliny and doesn't know what kind of job the person will give him, is that called Dovah She'en Lo Kitzvah or Dovah She'yesh Lo Kitzvah? Dr. Beit HaLevi, that's called Dovah She'yesh Lo Kitzvah. The job is not what he's telling himself for. He became an eved. What his job entails? That's Eilei Kitzvah, but that's not what the Chayvus is. He told himself for an eved. Klal Yisrael, Bamasun Torah, Benasa, Benishma, Dr. Beit HaLevi. We became avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We sold our gufim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were matkina our gufim to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's what Shavuot is about. Shavuot is about repeating the akhna of becoming a avodim to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, of becoming a avodim to the Heilige Bashekah. The Shavuot is about how much connection we have and have to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Heilige Rebbe Rav Baruch Hu, Ha'eni Kotzim Baal Shem HaKadosh, said the following memra. And I think that I will leave this memra hanging, and with that maybe it will change our impression of Shavuot. I'll say it over in the Loshon from Rabbi Abar from in Yiddish and take away a little bit of the town and say it over in English. Rosh Hashanah the Rabbi Abar Chigazot is a bilkila arof, a bilkila arof.
Shviyat is that Yosh Hashanah and Tzifel is Kashrut and the Tobin of the Rebbeinu Shviyat. So Yosh Hashanah, we come to Slichus days, everybody becomes errant, everybody realizes, come to Heilige Yosh Hashanah, that the Rebbe Rabbara called Yosh Hashanah, and that Yosh Hashanah for Gashmir. A Rosh Hashanah for how much panosa, how much gashmis we are going to have. Shvuot is a Rosh Hashanah for Torah Abdeisha, for how much we are going to be mikushu to the Beira Eilam. Is a Shvuot a tachgeresa be Rosh Hashanah, that the Achon is an a tachgeresa, that the Tzit is an a tachgeresa. The preparation has to be about greater. Ashreinu, that we are there this year, but the 2 days before Shavuot are Shabbat and Sunday, days when Klal Yisrael doesn't have to go to work, days when Klal Yisrael doesn't have anything else to do better than to sit and learn Torah Hakadosha. Two of the 3 days of Ashrei Shmei Hagvola, what kind of matana does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give us on this year? Ashrei need those who use it, prepare for the din Torah of Shavuot, to prepare for the Rosh Hashanah of Shavuot, be able to be the kusha to the Beir Olam the coming year. Be able to have a ruchnis to give year of his kashrus to the Heilige Bashefer, to have our chelik in Torah, because through that we become a kusha to the Heilige Rebbeinu Shel Olam.